You've reached another dimension of soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul. And on a bowl of soul, we are celebrating June is Black Music Month. So hold on to your seat and get ready for a soulful ride.
You're listening to a bowl of soul.
Cornbread, baby. Cornbread! And this is Professor T Love coming at you on a bowl soul, giving you some cornbread, baby. And that song is called Send Me Some Cornbread from Russell Evans and the Nighthawks. This song was done on the ATCO label, subsidiary of Atlantic Records. It was done in 1966, baby. And yeah, you got a chance to hear some of that gut bucket guitar organ and that chorus going back and forth talking about cornbread. Cornbread, oxtail, collard greens, potato salad, chicken, you name it. You gotta have it with some cornbread. And this is Professor T Love on the Progressive Radio Network coming at you again. Another happy Friday, baby. Just happy Friday, happy June, because June is Black Music Month, baby, and we're here to celebrate Black music on A Bowl of Soul. And you can check out A Bowl of Soul on not only the Progressive Radio Network, but you can check me out on the rhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm at 7 p.m. on Sundays, baby, and just uploaded some great soul music on Live 365. And coming at you next is another soul, Southern Soul gem by Mr. O.V. Wright talking about, listen to me, baby, have no fear. It's the Ace of Spades, baby, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey! That game you are playing been played on me before, but the girl that played it, she's not here anymore. Listen to me, baby, have no fear. listen to me, baby. You just can't win. Places you trying to go, I've already been. I've been there. Some men call themselves a king. All they want out of life, a Cadillac and a diamond ring. There are weaker men call themselves a jack. They fall in love and the fool never get back. From the 9 to the 10, you just can't win. From the 8 to the 4, you're just too low. From the 2 to the 3, baby, you can't beat me. I'm the ace of spades, baby, you can't beat me. I love you from the bottom of my heart, I can't let you beat me. Oh, baby, I love you, but I can't let you beat me. You can go get your coat, I'll get your hat. I'll be the ace of spades, baby, whenever you come back.
Right, talking about the Ace of Spades, baby. And that's a Southern Soul gem from 1970. Overton Virtus, O.V. Wright, was born October 9th, 1939, and he passed away November 16th, 1980. He was an American soul singer, and he has been regarded as one of Southern Soul's most authoritative and individual artists. His best-known songs are That's How Strong My Love Is, 1964, which was done as a remake by the Rolling Stones in that same year. You're Gonna Make Me Cry, 1965. Nucleus of Soul, 1968. A Nickel and a Nail, 1971. I Can Take It, 1971, baby. O.V. Wright was born in Leno, Tennessee, and as a youngster, he began singing in the church and later fronted a gospel music group called the Harmony Echoes. It was during this time that he was discovered, along with another R&B soul singer by the name of James Carr, by Roosevelt Jameson, who was a songwriter and manager. And their first pop record in 1964 was That's How Strong My Love Is, which was, like I said, a ballad later covered by Otis Redding and the Rolling Stones. And it was issued on Gold Wax. O.V. Wright signed to after he left his gospel career. And then it was later determined that Don Robey still had him under a recording contract due to his gospel group having recorded for the Peacock label, which Mr. Don Robey was producing on. After his contract was shifted, further R&B hits followed, and he had the pleasure of working with Al Green's record producer, Willie Mitchell. And Willie Mitchell was the one that produced this song, Ace of Spades, which became a hit for him. O.V. Wright, genre of music that he did was soul, funk, deep soul, and soul blues. And the year's active singing was from 1964 to 1980. He was on the Backbeat record label and High Records, which was also run by Mr. Willie Mitchell. If you want to know more information about Mr. O.V. Wright, you can go to www.ovwright.org, baby. And coming up next, another great. This gentleman is one of the greatest songwriters. He has written for people like Wilson Pickett. He's even written for Margie Joseph, and he's written for other people as well. Mr. Bobby Womack, who had the pleasure of working with Mr. Sam Cooke. He was a guitarist for Mr. Sam Cooke. But coming at you on A Bowl of Soul, one of my favorite songs that he did, Woman's Gotta Have It. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby, coming at you, cooking up some great soul music for you.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Fellas, I wonder what you mind if I talk to you a minute. You know, sometimes we have our tendencies, or should I say, we forget what a woman needs every now and then. That is, if you want to keep your thing together.
Yeah.
Listen to me now.
Do the things that keeps a smile on her face. Say the things that make her feel better every day. Man, you got to stay on your P's and Q's.
woman, you can easily lose. You might find the tears raised. Maybe the girl might never say a bubbling word. But you better make sure that her voice is heard. Oh, I had a love, a true love, and I lost it. I'm suffering all this pain that love caused me. Oh, the woman got to have it. You gotta give it to her. You gotta make her feel it. She wanna know that she's not walking on shaking ground. Yeah. Ah! Oh! So if you got a love, and you wanna keep her. She wants when she wants it. Where she wants it. And how she wants it.
Oh, yeah.
Every doggone time she feels she needs it. What I'm trying to say, what you're trying to say, but I've only got to have it.
To have it, and that's Mr. Bobby Womack, known as Robert Dwayne Bobby Womack. He was born March 4th, 1944. He just turned 68. He's an American singer and songwriter and musician. And you know, Bobby Womack started his career as the lead singer of his family musical group, the Valentinos, and as Sam Cooke's backing guitarist. And you know, Bobby Womack's career has spanned more than 50 years. So when you look at Bobby Womack's career, there are different eras that you can like basically pick out that he's done different types of forms of music. And this brother can even sing country music. This is how deep this brother is. He was the backing guitarist for Sam Cooke. And you know, his career again spanned more than 50 years. And has spanned in a repertoire of styles of R&B, soul, rock and roll, doo-wop, gospel, and country. Bobby Womack wrote and originally recorded the Rolling Stones' first United Kingdom hit, It's All Over Now. And he also did New Birth's I Can Understand It. When you hear Bobby Womack's version of I Can Understand It, I love it. It's deep. But New Birth just took that song and just took it to another level. And as a singer, he is most notable for his hits, I'm Looking for Love, which he did with the Valentinos, That's the Way I Feel About You, Woman's Gotta Have It, which I just played for you, Harry Hippie, Across 110th Street. In fact, he did the soundtrack for Across 110th Street and his 1980s hit, If You Think You're Lonely Now. You know, Bobby Womack was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, baby. And like I said, the genres of music he has done, gospel, R&B, soul, rock and roll, doo-wop, funk, deep soul, soul blues, country soul, rock, and he has done jazz. He is a singer, songwriter, musician, producer, instrumentalist, sideman. He has been active since 1952. And definitely you have to check out Bobby Womack's website. Recently, Bobby Womack, it was discovered that he had colon cancer. but the doctors, they were able to remove the cancer that was in his colon, and he's on to a remarkable recovery as well. And, you know, on Thursday, he performed at the Central Park Sound Stage, and I'm sure Mr. Womack turned that place out, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and this is Professor T. Love on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. I just want to give a shout out to the people listening to A Bowl of Soul. I love you. I love you. I love you. Now I have like over 500 Twitter followers. Let me tell you, I worked hard to get those Twitter followers, y'all. Just keep following me. Keep following me on therhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm. And also keep listening to me nonstop 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year on Live 365, baby. And we're going to do some back-to-back Bobby Womack, baby. You like that? Back-to-back Bobby Womack. Well, check it out. We're going to play one of his early tunes that he wrote with another gentleman that I will be playing later in the show, Mr. Darryl Carter. How I Miss You, Baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Oh, how I miss you, baby. Oh. It's only been a week ago, but it seems like years, and it's getting sort of hard to see through tears. Cause now you're gone, and I know for myself, I can't find happiness with nobody else. Oh, how I miss you, baby. Of the night, and I still hear you saying, darling, no, two wrongs don't make it right. I thought I could go it all alone, but I was so wrong, cause it didn't give me one solitary thing but an unhappy home. You, baby. Oh, how I miss you, baby. I wanna say sorry, but oh, I need a strong enough word. Cause for once in my life, I'm so sincere, and I mean every word. Listen to what my friends had to say. Ooh, they messed me up again. Cause I haven't seen a good day, baby, since you know when. I never thought it could ever affect me this way. But I'm drowning in a sea of misery.
Bobby Womack, and make sure you go to his website, www.bobbywomack.com. He just came out with a new album called The Bravest Man in the Universe, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. And just, you're going to watch it, you're going to feel it, you're going to play it, you're going to groove it.
Music from the 50s. A little bit of the 60s. Thrown in with some of the 70s. Mix well with the 80s. Bring to boil with the 90s. And just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for a bowl of soul.
Now, baby, don't you do it. Don't do it, baby. Don't break my heart. Don't do it, baby. Don't break my heart. Please, don't do it, baby. Don't break my heart. I have sacrificed to make you happy. Get nothing for myself. Now you wanna leave me for the love of someone else.
That was a remake by Mr. Leroy Jones on the Hit Records label. You know, back then, you know, 45s cost 39 cents. Wow. But you know what? I'm going to sock it to you one more time with Baby Don't You Do It. But this time, from the British group, The Small Faces, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Don't break my heart. Oh, please don't do it.
the Small Faces doing their R&B cover of Baby Don't You Do It, which was originally done by Marvin Gaye, then done by Mr. Leroy Jones. The Small Faces were an English rock and roll band from East London, heavily influenced by American rhythm and blues. The group was founded in 1965 by members Steve Marriott, Ronnie Lane, Kenny Jones, and Jimmy Winston. Although by 1966, Winston was replaced by Ian McGlagan as the band's keyboardist. The band is remembered as one of the most acclaimed and influential mod groups of the 1960s, with memorable hits such as Itchy Cool Park, Lazy Sunday, All or Nothing, Tin Soldier, and their concept album Ogden's Nut Gone Flake. They later evolved into one of the UK's most successful psychedelic acts before disbanding in 1969. After the Small Faces disbanded, three of the members were joined by Ronnie Wood as guitarist and Rod Stewart as their lead vocalist, both from the Jeff Beck Group, and the new lineup was renamed Faces. A revived version of the original Small Faces existed from 1975 to 1978, baby, and that's them doing their version of Baby Don't Do It. And coming up next, a fellow songwriter who wrote many songs with Mr. Bobby Womack, Mr. Daryl Carter, talking about Baby I'm Crying, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Watching TV, can't sleep. Lost in my thoughts.
Time cry.
of soul. That's Mr. Darryl Carter talking about crying. This man has written songs for many people, the sweet inspirations. He's written for L.C. Cook, who is the brother of Sam Cook. He's written songs for Bobby Womack and with Bobby Womack. He's written for Wilson Pickett. It's too numerous to mention. He has written songs even for Mr. Joe Simon, but that's Mr. Darryl Carter, and we're going to take a pause for the cause. Yes, this is Professor T. Love, baby, coming at you on A Bowl of Soul, and I'm on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, baby, and you can also follow me on Twitter at ABOWLOFSOUL. And just like I had said before, I played for you Mr. Darryl Carter, who was instrumental in writing a lot of key hits with Mr. Bobby Womack. And that was kind of like a Northern Soul type song, something that can come out of Philadelphia International, you know, if you listen to the string arrangements. But yeah, baby, this is A Bowl of Soul, and this is Professor T. Love, and it's the B-R-O-N-X. You know what's next, and we're going to segue, baby. We're going to play a song that was very critical to the New Jack Swing. In fact, to me, it ushered in New Jack Swing. Coming at you on A Bowl of Soul, talking about Groove Me, baby, and this is Teddy Riley and Guy.
Groove Me.
Oh, yeah.
Baby,
Feeling like the way you do.
Hey,
feeling like the way you do.
Come on, baby. Oh, don't leave me.
right. Oh yeah. Yeah, y'all, that was Groove Me by Guy, y'all, and you know, I remember that song brings back so many memories to me, because I remember when that song came out, first of all, hip-hop and R&B had just went to another level in the form of New Jack Swing, and I remember when that song came out, I was in the clubs partying at Bentley's and Silver Shadow, and when that song came on in those two clubs, people just went crazy. They just went crazy listening to that song. And you know, this was a song that came from a group that was formed in Harlem, New York. Guy was formed in Harlem, New York in 1987. And by R&B singer-songwriter Teddy Riley, Aaron Hall, and Timmy Gatlin. And as you know, Guy, you know, they went on to have great success with this first album. This album was released in November 1990. Well, actually was released in June 1988 on Andre Harrell's Uptown Records. And you know, the song, even though Guy's album didn't make it on the pop charts, it didn't matter. They basically sold 2 million copies of this album. I bought one of those copies. And they had mad hits, R&B hits off of this album. Round and Round, Merry Go Round of Love, Groove Me, which was R&B number four on the number four on the R&B charts, Teddy's Jam number five, I Like, which was number two, Spend the Night number 15, and it just propelled, like I said, it propelled the album to double platinum status off the strength of just those R&B hits, baby. And the members of Guy were Teddy Riley, Aaron Hall, and Damien Hall. Previous member was Timmy Gatlin. And you know, the years active for Guy was 1987 to 1991, then 1999 to 2000, then 2005 to the present. They also did a reunion in 2011 at BET Honors in Washington, D.C. And you know, again, they had people going crazy when they did Let's Chill and Groove Me. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming at you next will be Renee and Angela talking about I'll Be Good, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Baby, baby,
open up, I swear it's true.
You can't tell me that's not funky.
I'll be good.
You better be good. Y'all, that's Renee and Angela talking about I'll Be Good, baby. And you know that's from the 1980s, baby. And in fact, I'll Be Good was from 1985. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. And coming at you next, we're going to do some slow motion, baby, with Mr. Johnny Williams. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Come on, give it. Oh, all right, let's fly in slow motion. Yeah, baby, make it last a little longer.
Part 1 in 1972, top R&B single for Gamblin' Huff's Philadelphia International Records. And coming up next, some new soul music, baby. The song is called Soul Pioneer by Miss Karen Bernard, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Jazz and R&B in here, like 1960, 1970, 80, 90, 2000, man.
that's Miss Karen Bernard. She was just dropping names there. Soul pioneer, just giving homage to all the singers from the past and to the present that have transformed and radicalized R&B music. And you know, Karen Bernard has performed lead and background vocals for Chaka Khan, Mary J. Blige, Erykah Badu, D'Angelo, and Incognito. And it is with Incognito that Karen performed lead vocals on three tracks called Marrakesh, More of Myself from No Time Like the Future, and Yesterday's Dreams from The Best of Incognito. Karen has performed with her band Brooklyn Soul at such hot spots as Blue Note, SOBs, Joe's Pubs, Highline Ballroom, and Solomon's Porch in New York, and at Blues Alley in Washington, D.C., baby. And she's currently recording her follow-up album, Planting Seeds. And that's Miss Karen Bernard talking about soul pioneer, baby. And yes, this is a bowl of soul. And coming up next, new music from Miss Lela James on A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
All right, something new for you. used to groove to, Miss Lila James. I'm talking about I'm Loving You More, baby. And this song will be coming at you on her album July 31st, 2012, baby. Coming at you soon, baby. Miss Lila James talking about I'm Loving You More Each Day, baby. From Queen of Back Porch Soul, Miss Lila James. And if you want to check out the music I played before you called Soul Pioneer by Miss Karen Bernard, please go to her website, www.karenbernod.com, baby, and buy her new CD, Life at 360 Degrees, baby. And I'm just going to wrap it up with you, baby. We're going to wrap it up with a soul group, soul duet group, more in the vein. Before Sam and Dave, there was James and Bobby Purified talking about So Many Reasons, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Folks ask me why I love you so. There are so many reasons. Like when you pick me up when I'm down so low. There are so many reasons, Lord. Your sunshine smile.
Soul@gmail.com. Please check us out in the archives. There's some great soul music for you to listen to, old and new. And yes, if you want to Twitter me, you can Twitter me at A Bowl of Soul on Twitter, baby. This is Professor T Love telling you that have a good Friday. Enjoy your weekend. Make the best of life always. And make sure that you have some soulful tunes to groove to, baby. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's A Bowl of Soul, baby. And June is Black Music Month, and we're going to continue on with Black Music Month on A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.